Thank you, Madam Commissioner. Education in public schools is focused on the acceptance of difference, tolerance, as well as the respect for other cultures, in order to prepare tomorrow's citizens for living peacefully in a multicultural environment. The vision of the Ministry of Education and Culture is to form literate citizens with skills, responsibility, democratic ethos, historical identity, as well as respect for diversity. In the wider context for achieving the Ministry's goals, specific references for the fight against prejudice, discrimination, and extremism are included. This is achieved through teaching skills such as empathy, using multidimensional approaches, showing solidarity, and deconstructing stereotypes. Moreover, the Pedagogical Institute offers in-service seminars for teachers on peace education. The Ministry continues its support to the Imagine program implemented by the Association for Historical Dialogue and Research. The program includes experiential activities related to human rights and anti-racism within the Education for a Culture of Peace. It is under the auspices of the Technical Committee for Education and has been approved by the negotiators of the two communities. During the program, children engage in pedagogical activities in which Greek Cypriot pupils come into contact with their Turkish Cypriot peers, accompanied by their teachers. The program pillars include anti-racism workshops in schools, and trainers visit classrooms and engage children in experiential activities discussing issues of stereotyping, discrimination, and racism. The Ministry constantly strives to meet the educational needs of the members of the religious groups and to ensure that their rights are fully exercised, and has consequently taken several measures to support them. The cultural services further promote and protect the rights of religious groups. Until recently, subsidies for cultural activities for religious groups have been granted in the same way for all others as they are citizens of the Republic. From 2018 and onwards, separate funds have been reserved, dedicated to the three religious groups following close consultation with the communities. The cultural services encourage and support the cooperation of religious groups with neighboring countries, particularly Armenia and Lebanon. Suitable premises to serve as cultural centers are also available for the relevant groups. In the government control areas of Cyprus, 101 Muslim places of worship, including 19 listed as ancient monuments, are protected, restored, and maintained by the authorities. All those are accessible upon request, and the government facilitates in every possible way the ritual services of Turkish Cypriots and other Muslims residing in Cyprus. At this time, 8 mosques function on a regular basis. Moreover, the inclusion of children with disabilities is a matter of priority for the Ministry that is in line with current international conventions and philosophical thought. The law provides the legislative framework which regulates the identification of children with disabilities, their assessment and placement in the educational setting, with provision of both teachers, care assistants, educational resources, special equipment, assistive technology, as well as the ongoing evaluation of the child's progress. All children are eligible for additional education support, and the Ministry promotes their inclusion in mainstream classrooms. The Ministry is in the process of reforming the existing legislation and practices in special education, and towards this direction, it has obtained technical assistance from the European Commission's Structural Reform Support Service. A team of experts from the European Agency for Special Needs and Inclusive Education have visited Cyprus, studied the current legislation and practices, met with all stakeholders, and submitted their final recommendations regarding legislation, policy, and operating structures and processes. Thank you. And now,